We talked to Jen Billow, the foundation's Associate Director of Communications and Development. She said they got 69 applications and a total of about $450,000 being requested.
It is a record, too, a little bit, because we have rolled our school and district grants into one bucket. So typically in the summer, we award district grants, and we've been doing that for about 4 or 5 years, and we decided it was better to roll everything into school grants because that gave the principals and the admin at each school a little more control over what they wanted and what they felt they could really do. So that is part of the reason. But we also, I think people are just, the teachers and the principals are realizing that there is this big bucket of money there and that they should go ahead and ask for it.
She said they don't have enough money to fund every request. Their pool of money comes to about $300,000.
It's exciting to see there are several grants that we get year after year. So for instance, LIA, Latinos in Action, the National Competition Fund, which helps cover the cost for when our high school academic clubs like Debate or FBLA or Robotics go to Nationals, because those often don't get found out until March or April. So there's not a lot of time to fundraise for those trips. There's a lot of mindfulness that's continuing in the district. So I think all the schools are mindful about, you know, what's going on with their students, and those seem to be working. And they range from, you know, STEM initiatives to we have some choir, we have some viola asks. So across the board.
At the end of April, the pile of applications will be narrowed down by a volunteer committee, including foundation board members, parents, and other local citizens. They will send their recommendations on to the overall foundation board, and the selections will be announced in May. Billow said these grants are different from teacher grants, which are smaller scale and given on more of a trial basis.
A lot of times teacher grants might be smaller because they typically are for one classroom. A teacher has researched something and they think, oh, I'd really like to try this in my classroom. And a lot of these school grants then are often teacher grants that become broader. So the principal or other teachers will say, oh, you know, that looks really interesting. I really liked what I saw in your classroom. And it'll spread grade-wise or school-wise. So some of that, for instance, so PACE, which is the Program for Academic Challenge and Enrichment. So that started off with just some STEM projects 1 year, and now that all the PACE teachers at the elementary schools ask for more curriculum and tools every year.
The bulk of their funding comes from the Running with Ed event, which is set for May 19th. Billow said there's still time to register.
We're in last chance registration, so the price went up. So it'll be open till a week after break. So Friday the 20th, I believe, will be the last day to sign up. And kids and teachers are $50 the whole way, so that's great. So keep signing up. That Park City Mountain grant is available to the schools that have the highest participation. So when you get back from spring break, if you're not here but listening, be sure to register for Running with Ed, because that is a giant fundraiser for us to fund these grants.
Jen Billow from the Park City Education Foundation. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.